you, sir. Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,711. David Stroll seeks a variance to reduce the rear yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Seashore Lane, approximately 187 feet of Sandcastle Cove. The 911 address is 33123 Seashore Lane, Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 1099. Specifically, they're asking for a 5.5-foot variance for the rear. Received no letters in opposition. We did receive two letters in support. One is from Marilyn and David Sanders, stating that the proposed screen and porch would be built connecting with the Stroll's home, which is directly behind their home, and we have a screen and porch, and they have absolutely no objection to the proposal, especially since they're using the same contractor, and they really did a good job. The second letter is from Robert Knoll, saying that this letter serves as a support of the variance request for the above referenced property. As a member of this community, they feel that the variance is necessary for the Stroll family to construct a three-season room on their existing deck, and their new room will not affect their property, and received two mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Pamela McDonald, 31200 Phillips Branch Road, Harbison, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pamela McDonald. I'm with Delcoast Design and Build. My firm was contracted by David and Josie Stroley to construct a three-season room on an existing deck. They currently have a 10 by 26 deck on their home that was installed by Ryan Holmes at the time of construction. Mm-hmm. The Stroleys opted out of having a three-season room built by Ryan at that time. And perhaps were misguided in the assumption that they could certainly build that three-season room at a later date, not realizing their deck already impeded into the 10-foot building restriction line. So what they're asking for today is a reduction for the rear building restriction line, a variance of 5.5 feet to leave them with 4.5 feet. What they'd like to do is take a 15-foot width of that deck, add 2 feet onto it to make a 12 by 15 three-season room. Regarding the application itself, in reference to the checklist, the uniqueness of this property, although it is pretty much square, it is irregular in the shallowness, the depth of the lot itself. You can see on the survey the house barely fits within the front and rear building restriction lines. The size of the house, of course, and the need for the driveway forced the final position of the house to be put where it was, leaving them little space in the rear. It cannot otherwise be developed. Ryan Holmes, as I stated, built the 10 by 20, 26 deck, really, to the house at the time of construction, impeding into that rear building restriction line by 3.5 feet. They are asking for just a 2-foot extension on a 15-foot width of that to go 5.5 feet into the rear building restriction line. The deck has been in place since 2010, when the deck was built, with the house. The Stroleys feel if they constructed only a 10-foot-deep three-season room, it certainly wouldn't give them the space that they need, given there is a small fireplace hut on the back of the house as well that would have to be accommodated, really only leaving them 8 feet for a great portion of that room. I would like to point out on the side of the house, as you'll see on the survey, there is ample space for a three-season room to be built. However, that is a support wall on the side of the house, and given the placement of interior windows and interior walls, the cost associated with installing a header as well as relocating some of those walls really would be out of their budget. That's why they've opted to put something on the, ask for a variance to put it on the rear itself. Mm-hmm. This situation was not created by the applicant, unfortunately. As I mentioned, Ryan Holmes led the Stroleys to believe that they could, in fact, put a three-season room on at a later date because they had offered at the time of construction, and the applicants just decided it wasn't fitting within their budget at the time. This room will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance will also not alter the appearance of the neighborhood as well. The structure itself is proportionate to other three-season rooms, decks, and screen porches that have been built within the community. There is no impact on the public as the lots adjacent and behind the property have similar structures. Janelle had mentioned there are letters of support. I do have a third letter of support as well, which I will forward to her. That would leave both adjacent properties and the property directly behind them in support of the project. There are no public utilities in the rear of the property. All the gas, water, public sewer, electric cable all enters from the front. So there's nothing there. It doesn't impede any flow of traffic, and it does not affect any common areas of the community whatsoever. The Strollys feel that the variance will is the least modification possible for their needs. As I mentioned, we certainly could have applied for just a 3.5-foot variance building on that 10-foot structure, but it really wasn't practical given the room that they would have left within there with the fireplace and what they have going on back there. And certainly to put it on the three-season room on the side, leave on a deck on the back would be obtuse at best.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we have any questions from the members of the board. We'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
Any questions?
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
So your sunroom will be 12 by 26?
12 by 15. We're going to leave another 11-foot section of open deck adjacent to that.
Oh, okay.
So we're not enclosing the entire structure.
Just the 12 by 15?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the remaining open deck will stay at the 10-foot depth.
At the 10-foot depth.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rickard,
do you need this?
Do I need this?
Mm-hmm. Or do you just want it?
My customer needs it, not myself. It's for my customer.
Your customer, they need that extra space?
They feel that they need it. They certainly just have an open deck at the moment, and they don't feel they get a lot of use out of that deck because of the bug situation that we're all very familiar with around here. And they feel that they do need it for their entertainment, their family, their practical use of their home.
On the open deck? They're on the open deck now?
When they can, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No other questions.
Mr. Bergman?
There's a walkway from the screening room to the house. This is a walkway right through here? To the house?
That's the remainder of the open deck.
Oh, that's right. And that goes into the house?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And that's existing already.
That's already existing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. Hearing no further questions, Mr. Chuck.
Yeah, I take it that you briefly touched on, I guess, that there's bug issues there.
Yes.
And is it your position that your clients are not able to reasonably use the property because of that?
That would be correct.
Okay, so if they didn't have the deck, they're not reasonably using is what you're saying.
They spend very little time out on the open deck as it is. Mrs. Strolley in particular is very sensitive not only to sunlight but to a myriad of insects. So she is more severely affected than her husband when it comes to practical use being outside on that deck.
And the neighbor to the rear yard was one of the
letters of support. That is correct. David and Marilyn Sanders.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here that's in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for a variance, and she's done a good job of it. She convinced me that it is a need. So that was good when you can do that.
Thank you.
Okay. The uniqueness of the property, of course, it's small, 96 by 104. And all you're trying to do is put on a cover over top of an open deck. The exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. You were under the impression at all times from Ryan Holmes that you would have been able to do this without any repercussions at
all. An unfortunate situation that happens all too often.
Right. As we see it.
Sure.
A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. Lot 275, I believe, is the one that said that what is behind there has mm-hmm. agreed to the variance. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,711.
Thank you very
much. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote 5-0, Case number 11,711 is approved.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a nice evening.
I think it would take about a 25-minute half-hour break, huh? Did I say something wrong?
25
minutes? Yeah, did I say something wrong? Poor Jenny. Sorry, Jenny. Next case, please.